Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here at the Chapel of the Nativity, located in the headquarters of Relevant Radio in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. Again, my name is Father Mark Malezza. It's a great joy to be able to celebrate this Holy Mass. And we welcome all of those listening through the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. And today the church celebrates the memorial of St. Anthony Abbot. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar, planted in the house of the Lord and the courts of the house of our God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who brought the abbot, St. Anthony, to serve you by a wondrous way of life in the desert, grant through his intercession that denying ourselves, we may always love you above all things. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the first book of Samuel. Samuel said to Saul, "Stop, let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night." Saul replied, "Speak." Samuel then said, "Though little in your own esteem, are you not leader of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king of Israel and sent you on a mission, saying, 'Go and put the sinful Amalekites under a ban of destruction. Fight against them until you have exterminated them.' Why then have you disobeyed the Lord? You have pounced on the spoil, thus displeasing the Lord." Saul answered Samuel, "I did indeed obey the Lord and fulfill the mission on which the Lord sent me. I have brought back Agag, and I have destroyed Amalek under the ban. But from the spoil the men took sheep and oxen, the best of what had been banned, to sacrifice to the Lord their God in Gilgal." But Samuel said, "Does the Lord so delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obedience to the command of the Lord? Obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission than the fat of rams. For a sin like divination is rebellion, and presumption is the crime of idolatry. Because you have rejected the command of the Lord, he too has rejected you as ruler." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To the upright I will show the saving power of God. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, for your burnt offerings are before me always. I take from your house no bullock, no goats out of your fold. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you? To the upright I will show the saving power of God. When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it? Or do you think that I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me, and to him that goes the right way I will show the salvation of God. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Word of God is living and effective, able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away, the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord. I was told this story that back in the day, there was this priest that would go around to different towns throughout the country, and he was sort of a fix-it type of priest. If somebody had some struggles, for instance, with their boys, if they weren't maybe always the best behaved, this priest would come around and kind of straighten them out, so to speak. So this mother had these two little boys that were a little naughty, a little sassy, and decided, well, to call this priest in. So priest comes to the house and said, "Well, I'll take them separately. I'll take the older boy first." So the older boy goes in with the priest and just looks at him, just asks him one simple question. He said, "Where's God?" The boy didn't really know what to do. He just kind of sat there, just kind of quiet, just very awkward, didn't say anything. So the priest asked him a second time, a little bit sterner. He said, "Where's God?" Again, no response, no answer from the little boy. And then the third time, even sterner, he says, "Where's God?" The little boy runs, gets up out of the room, goes into the bedroom where his younger brother was. He goes and hides in the closet. Now, the younger brother sees this and is kind of scared, as you can imagine. This is supposed to be the older one. He's supposed to be tough, strong. And he opened the closet door. He said, "What's going on? What happened? He said, "I don't know, but God's missing, and they think we took him." This question of where's God? The saint that we celebrate today, St. Anthony of the Desert, might not be one of the more well-known saints, but very much a powerful saint. He kind of has a story similar a little bit to St. Francis of Assisi, kind of from a wealthy life, but decided to leave all these things aside to go find the Lord, to go be with the Lord. In particular, he did so in the desert. Oftentimes, he's referred to as St. Anthony of the Desert or St. Anthony of Egypt. And this thought, once again, this question, where's God? It's a powerful one, it's an important one, but it's one that can be kind of be misunderstood. Because if we say, where's God, it puts the onus on us, as if we have to go out and find where he is. He's somewhere out there, but it's up to us in order to find him. And that's wrong. That's not how it is. It's not the Lord's just lost out there and we have to stumble upon him as if we were, ran into an old friend or something. The Lord's always there with us. Rather, it's on us to remove those things that prevent us from finding him. St. Anthony of the Desert didn't go out to find the Lord out in the desert, but rather he left all these things of the world so he was able to discover him close to his heart. The things that prevented him, the riches, the wealth, all these things he left behind. So there was nothing preventing God from reaching out to him. I think it's important to ask ourselves as well, what are those things that maybe get in the way of us being with the Lord? Maybe it's some worries that we have within our families. Maybe it's our work. Maybe it's the situation within our country, whatever it might be. All these things that can prevent us, to get us off the path, so to speak. And they think it make us think like, okay, where's God in this? It's like, no. We leave these things aside. The Lord is with us. The Lord is always with us. We don't have to find him. We just have to remove those things that prevent us from letting him find us, for us to recognize where he is in the depths of our hearts. And not only in the depths of our hearts, brothers and sisters, but also with us in the Blessed Sacrament. What a great gift he gives to us in our church, that he gives us his son, Jesus, that we can definitively say, the Lord is with us. He's present. When we see that sanctuary lamp burning, we know the Lord is always with us. So once again, brothers and sisters, as we continue on with this day, we ask for the intercession of St. Anthony, that we too may be able to put aside those things that prevent us from being close to the Lord, that don't allow us to be found by him, to recognize his love, his peace, and his joy all around us. And so, trusting our Heavenly Father, who hears all our prayers, present to him this day our needs. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, all bishops and priests, and for all those who evangelize, that by their example they will help convert the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church, that through the intercession of St. Anthony of Egypt, we may battle evil and renew our commitment to Christ in the world each day, we pray to the Lord. For our government leaders, that they will work diligently for equality and freedom for all people, especially the most vulnerable in the womb, we pray to the Lord. For those undergoing surgery or fighting serious illness or injury, that they may be granted a speedy recovery, we pray to the Lord. On this day in which we remember Martin Luther King Jr., we pray for an end to discrimination within our country and within our world. Let us pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Mike Wynn, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
good and gracious God, look kindly upon these prayers presented to you this day. As you speak to us, as you reveal yourself to us in all things, we ask that you hear these and that you grant them. If they be in accord with your most holy will, we make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May these offerings of our service, placed on your altar in commemoration of St. Anthony, be acceptable to you, O Lord, we pray, and grant that, released from earthly attachments, we may have our riches in you alone, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of your saints, you make your church fruitful with strength ever new, and offer us sure signs of your love, and that your saving mysteries may be fulfilled. Their great example lends us courage. Their fervent prayers sustain us in all we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Anthony, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you, and your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with
your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. At this time, we invite all those watching or listening, not able to receive communion at this time, to join with me in making the spiritual act of communion. And so together we pray, I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Amen. Would be perfect. Go, sell what you have, give to the poor, and follow me, says the Lord. Thank you. us pray. Nourished for our healing by your sacraments, O Lord, may we escape every snare of the enemy unharmed, just as by your grace St. Anthony won glorious victories over the powers of darkness, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Once again, thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join again tomorrow for Holy Mass at the same time, noon central. And be sure to join Father Rocky this evening for the Family Rosary Across America, beginning at 7 p.m. central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And we continue to pray for an end to the pandemic within our country, within our world in particular, invoking Our Lady under the title Our Lady of Good Health. And so we ask for her prayers. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
The Patrick Madrid Show
on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hi, Patrick. I just wanted to say that I really love your show. I've learned so much. I've been listening for the last couple of months, and I have the app, so I just love that I can listen to it anytime.
Stream your favorite Relevant Radio shows right on your smartphone or tablet.
What you waiting for?
The Relevant Radio app.
I love your show. I wish I could sit and listen to you every morning.
but you know you can. All you have to do is go and listen to the podcast.
What you waiting for?
The Relevant Radio app.
It's in your app store.
Yeah.